Behold, I am the ghost of your Christmas girlfriend yet to come.
Yet to come. Wait, no, I can say that in a way that doesn't sound smutty. I mean, this is the first time you've actually met me, so it's a bit forward. Although you are really cute. I mean, wait.
Behold, for I am the ghost of Christmas future girlfriend?
Bum. I actually practiced this. You know what? Sod it. Hi, I'm your future girlfriend! Darling, are you all right? You look a bit confused, and can I just say, it's a really cute look on you. Oh, you're just all...
Not yet.
Not yet. Oh, it's because I'm see-through, isn't it?
I know, it's really disconcerting. I mean, look.
I go right through myself. It's really freaky. Here, give me a hand. Look, right through me. Oh, sorry, got carried away. So, I'm your future girlfriend. And that probably doesn't mean much. You are so cute. And I'm getting distracted. You are distracting in the best way. And
wait. I need to tell you why I'm here.
I'm here to remind you of a few important facts, and oh my god, you are adorable. I mean, damn. So, I need to remind you of a few important things. First of all, water before milk when making tea. I'm not saying that's the most important, but it kind of is. But what I'm here to remind you of, remind you. I knew I should have written a script. Well, I tried, but yeah, it's a picture of a corgi. I won't tell you about Portly now. I'm here to remind you that you are lovable. And you don't believe me. And that's why I'm here. Now, Christmas is a time of love and magic and glitter. And that's what makes it possible for me to be here. Darling, I know that it's been a tough year. And I know that you are full of doubt right now. You think that you'll never find someone, that you'll never be happy. You think that you'll never have what you see in all of those movies. And I'm here to tell you that that's utter bullshit. Am I allowed to swear?
I think so. I mean, yeah, I can swear.
Great. That's utter bollocks. So I just had to check. Yeah, still here.
Woo!
Oh, when I say that I'm a ghost, I don't mean I'm a woo. It's more a temporal, dimensional, causality, loopy thing. I mean, don't worry about it. What's important is, oh my god, your ass is amazing. And you can't blame me for being distracted by that, because your ass is, yes, you are sexy as fuck. I mean, you are, and I really shouldn't have led with that. I'm a bit of a muppet, but I adore you. I mean, not now. I mean, technically, I haven't met you yet, but I'm an echo from the future that hasn't happened yet. It's so confusing, it gives me a headache. Well, not actually a headache, because I'm a ghost and I don't think we get headaches. Maybe we do get headaches. I guess we'll find out if I think about this anymore. And I'm getting distracted. Ugh. Had a bit too much sugar. It's Christmas, you know? I'm here because you need someone to tell you this. You need someone to tell you that you are worthy. You are deserving of love. That this shadow, this doubt, it doesn't change who you are. It doesn't mean that you don't have value. It doesn't mean that you're not amazing. Because you are. You are special, kind, generous. You're just wonderful. And I know we haven't met yet. But when we do, I'm going to tell you this a lot. I'm going to remind you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to absolutely adore you. Adore all of you. The light and the shade. The flaws, the mistakes. Because they're part of who you are. And who you are is... wonderful. And I know right now you don't feel that way. I know that this time of year, it can just amplify that. Everyone seems to have someone, everyone seems to be happy, and you're not very happy right now. But darling, you will be happy. And this always happens when I think about you not realizing how wonderful you are. Because to me, you are the sun and the moon and all the stars. And that you don't see that, I just want to hold you close and kiss you, but I can't because I'm see-through, which is really bloody unfair, can I just say? Because you're all cute and adorable, and we could have our first kiss all over again. You are a wonderful kisser, by the way, and it's going to be amazing. I mean, butterflies and fireworks, but not at the same time, because that would be messy. So, to remind you of the important things, water before milk. Yeah, tea is a thing. It's going to be quite a recurring theme in our relationship. Just saying. What? I mean, does that count as a hint? I'm allowed to give hints. But I'm here to remind you. As a Christmas ghost, scary. Sorry. You're amazing. And you're lovable. You're just lovely. And I know you don't feel that way right now. But you will. And I just want you to remember that. Out there, I'm waiting. And when we meet, when we fall in love, oh, you make my life better. You make everything brighter. I've never been so happy, so fulfilled. And that's you. So don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. Just keep moving forward because I'm out there. I'm out there waiting for you. And I'm going to love you. And I'm going to remind you that you are lovely and wonderful and just... I'm going to say lovely again because apparently words are not my thing. See, normally I would kiss you, but I can't kiss you and you have no idea how galling that is. So, just... take this and hold it close to you. You are adored. You are loved and you are worthy. You have oceans of potential. You have a heart which is big and full of love and joy and generosity. You are creative, intelligent. You have a smile which makes me melt. And I love you. And I'm starting to fade. I guess this causality, time, Christmas, glitter thing doesn't give me much time. So I'll just say, you're amazing. Try to remember that. And know when we meet, I will remind you. Until then, I need you to do it for me. You're amazing. You're sweet, you're lovely, and you have a wonderful ass. I love you. Until we meet. And remember, water before the milk. It's important.